Attention, tornado warning. The National Weather Service in San Angelo has issued a tornado warning for West Central Flagler County in West Central Texas until 1:50 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 12:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 17 miles northeast of Arizona, moving southeast at 5 miles per hour. Hazard, tornado and ping pong ball-sized hail. Source, radar indicated location. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of West Central Flagler County. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
This is KC5EVV repeater. Tornado warning. This is KC5EVV repeater. Attention, tornado watch.
National Weather Service has issued tornado watch number 180, effective until 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Texas: Koch, Conshohocken, Elion, Runnels, Schleicher, Sterling, and Tom Green. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
This is KC5EVV repeater. Attention, tornado warning.
The National Weather Service in San Angelo has issued a tornado warning for Western Tom Green County in West Central Texas, East Central Elion County in West Central Texas, until 5:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 4:48 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Knickerbocker, or 7 miles east of Murdson, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, tornado. Source, radar indicated location. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roof, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Knickerbocker and Tankersley. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
This is KC5EVV repeater.
KC7LOX, they were on earlier, but they closed down.
Good morning.
This is the KC5EVV Link repeater. 5:09 a.m. at 70 degrees.
Casey said at LOX, if we can get a better address or location of that collapsed building, NWS wants to know.
It sounds like they have a collapsed building there on Boys Ranch. Boys Ranch itself, units are on scene, checking on it right now.
Here at Boys Ranch Actual, Boys Ranch Actual, not along the road, QFL, Station 7, LOX.
Roger, roger. 85, you're dead.
This is 5NWS, National Weather Service. Opening up a net, Skywar net.
Good morning.
This is CKC5EVV, Link repeater, 7:01 a.m. at...
Please go ahead. A tornado warning for South Central Reynolds County and also Northwestern Concho County until 7:30 a.m. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located over Lowake, or 9 miles west of Paint Rock. It's moving northeast at 25. Anyone in that area, please call in any reports, please, to this frequency. N5NWS.
This is N5NWS. We've been just letting you know for an update on that storm. We just reissued a tornado warning for northwestern Coleman County and also northeastern Reynolds County in effect until 8:30 this morning. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located over Benoit or about 10 miles northeast of Ballinger, and it's moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. The storm could be near Cruz near around 8 a.m.
N5NWS is K5NTX.
Good morning.
This is CKC5EVV, Link repeater.
This is N5NWS, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just want to report that it does appear to be tornado damage up here at the high school off of 158. Just east of the school through the high school area.
Tell me what area you're in again, please?
I'm sorry, I was speaking with Hector earlier. I'm in Ballinger on 158 at the high school. There appears to be street twisted up and not actually that bad. It's a long time before I cannot get up there. But it does appear to be tornado damage.
Okay, and how much damage is done to the school, if you would, please?
From the bottom, I does appear to be free from a possibly a house across the street.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your signal's not good enough. Can you call the weather service with that damage report? Because we're simply not picking it up on the repeater.
Good morning.
From KC5EVV, area weather, Link repeater.
Send 5NWS National Weather Service, San Angelo. San Angelo National Weather Service just issued a tornado warning. Northwestern Coleman County, West Central Texas. At 8:24 this morning, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Glen Cove. We're 10 miles west of Coleman, moving northeast at 25 miles an hour. Hazardous tornado, golf ball size hail. And we have a confirmed tornado at Highway 440 and 153. Take shelter at this time. This is N5NWS. This is just located just south of Mammoth. N5NWS.
KC5EVV, weather, Link repeater.
N5NWS, this is K5NTA.
K5NTA, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just uploaded some pictures to Twitter from Ballinger. Definite tornado indications. I've gotten up behind where it went through.
QSL, and you send that then, 500, you send that National Weather Service?
Roger that. I tagged at National Weather Service San Angelo on Twitter so they can see some of the pictures.
And you said that was Ballinger, sir?
QSL.
Thank you for the report. And 5NWS.
N5NWS, this is KD5SBE.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, just a rain report. We've had 2.3 inches in Southland Park area, a couple miles from the airport as of this morning. Thought you might want that report.
Buddy, appreciate the report. Thanks so much. At 5NWS National Weather Service San Angelo. We are just going under a flash flood warning for Tom Green County. That'll remain in effect until 10:30 this morning. At 8:32, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rains across the warned area. Up to 2 inches of rain have already fallen, and with additional rainfall, ongoing flooding can be expected to get worse. Flash flood warning expected to begin shortly. Some locations still expected flooding in San Angelo Wall, San Angelo State Park, Twin Buttes Reservoir, Great Creek, Goodfellow Air Force Base, as well as Carlsbad, Very Best. This is N5NWS. N5NWS, National Weather Service, has issued a tornado warning remaining in effect until 9 a.m. for North Central Coleman County at 8:44 this morning. A confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado is located over Silver Valley, or 12 miles northwest of Coleman, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. Take cover now. Hazards, a damaging tornado. Source are trained. Spotters reported the tornado on the ground near Silver Valley. Impacts. You're in a life-threatening situation. Flying debris may be deadly to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be destroyed. Considerable damage to homes, businesses, and vehicles is likely, and complete destruction as possible. This is N5NWS, San Angelo National Weather Service.
K4JH Mobile.
This is N5NWS National Weather Service San Angelo. Tornado warning for southeastern county in west central Texas has just been issued until 9:15 a.m. At 8:51 this morning, a confirmed tornado was located 7 miles southeast of Oakland or 16 miles north of Coleman, moving northeast at 40 miles an hour. The hazards, damaging tornado with golf ball size hail. The source is weather spotters and confirmed this tornado on the ground. Impact flying debris will be dangerous and those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damages to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur, and tree damage is likely. Take shelter at this time if you're in the path of this storm. This is N5NWS, National Weather Service, San Angelo. N5NWS continuing. National Weather Service says the storm will be near Rodan at 9:10 this morning and Admiral at 9:15 this morning. N5NWS clear.
Good morning.
From KC5EVV area weather link repeater.
KE5NYB.
Good morning.
This is BKC5EVV link repeater. 9:08 a.m. at 61 degrees.
K KA5NYB, I believe. N5NWS. Go ahead.
John Beers.
Weather.
Our 911 for Coleman County is down and routed to Ballinger right now. Thank you. Out of here.
N5NWS, thanks. Copy that. N5NWS, National Weather Service, San Angelo. N5NWS, National Weather Service, San Angelo. The Weather Service is going to allow the tornado warning for Southern Callahan County to expire at 9:15. The tornado threat has diminished, and the that tornado warning is now canceled. However, large hail and damaging winds remain likely. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect in the area. Small hail and gusty winds are still possible with this thunderstorm. National Weather Service, San Angelo, N5NWS.
N5NWS, N5NWS K4 Jack.
Station calling, go ahead, N5NWS.
Kilo Echo 4, Julian Hotel, south of Ballinger, heading in.
Copy that, N5NWS, National Weather Service, San Angelo.
I was going to give you a heads up. I'm passing through here. I can see where something blew through. There's a lot of trees down.
Can you give me a trunk diameter of a maximum? Largest trees?
It's mainly the trees along the railhead, but there's a couple buildings that are blown over, and I was told the high school in Ballinger was hit also by a tornado. If I see anything, I'll let you know. I'm hitting Abilene. It was hit pretty hard.
Copy that, N5NWS. What was your call again?
Kilo Echo 4, Julian Hotel, and then here's Kevin. Rain's still pretty heavy. The water's pretty coming over the roadway. I'm coming to Ballinger now. I'll let you know something. K4 Judge.
N5NWS, National Weather Service.
N5NWS, K5NWS.
N5NWS, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got some more storm damage reports. One of our leases that we work has been also hit on the southwest side of Ballinger, close to Rowena. I do have GPS coordinates when you're ready.
Knowing southwest Ballinger is enough, what was your damage report?
Okay, we have standby. Okay, my position is going to be County Road 244 and County Road 278. 238. I'm just to the east of County Road 244. Got multiple oil tanks blown over. Matter of fact, two of our oil tanks are completely gone. We don't even know where they're at.
Copy that. N5NWS, National Weather Service.
Good morning.
This is CKC5EVV, Link Repeater, 9:43 a.m. at 62 degrees.
N5NWS from Brown County, N5AG.
KC5EVV, weather, link, repeater.
Go ahead, N5AG, this is N5NWS. We don't have anything to report. We do not have a net up. We'd like to have some suggestions here. Stand by a minute. I've got something coming in on the other radio. Stand by.
Hector. No, you go ahead. Go ahead, Griff. This is Hector.
Just considering putting up net, or do you think it's going to roll into Brown County? Looks like it's trailing off back southwest of us a little bit.
Hey, Griff, what we're thinking is heavy rain, maybe gusty winds, lightning, and localized flooding over there, especially in the street. Maybe there's a potential for us to issue a severe thunderstorm warning.
Understood you to say flooding possibly, but heavy rain, some wind. I see your flood warning has just come up, but no tornadic. Doesn't seem like okay.
That's right, Griff. Right now, we're not seeing the tornadic activity like we saw earlier this morning.
Well, I'll be on this frequency if you need us there in 5AG.
Griff, N5AG, N5NWS.